Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
His name was Connie Parsons. He was my first real manager and my first experience with a small-time leader at work. But before I tell you about Connie, I'd like to thank my guests this month on my podcast, which were Price Hightower and Jen Swanson. Price reminded us to look for mentors, no matter what their age, young or old, they can always help us. He also reminded us that God does not waste pain, that the painful moments we have are chances for us to grow to be better leaders. Jen reminded us that if we want to improve productivity, just ask all the stakeholders in our team their opinion and then give them your full attention. That means no cell phones, no interruptions, just eyeball to eyeball. Thank you, Price, and thank you, Jen. Now back to Connie. When I was in college, I loaded trucks into UPS trucks to pay my way. I didn't have a scholarship, so I had to figure out a way to make it through. So I got up every day at 3 a.m. and worked until around 10 a.m. Then I went to school for the rest of the day. Connie was my manager during those years at UPS. He pushed me to take on new assignments that were way above my head and my pay grade as a truck loader. These were tasks like making presentations and working on efficiency improvement projects. You know, I complained and wondered why he was doing this to me. I didn't understand, but Connie did. Then I began to think maybe Connie's preparing me for my next role at UPS as a manager. And that kind of fit into my plan. It was pretty simple. My plan was to finish college, get my degree, get a management job, and just make a good living. But a few months before I graduated, Connie and I were standing near the package delivery belt line after my shift was over, and he said, "Mike, have a seat. I'd like to talk to you about something." And I thought, oh no, not again. Then Connie looked directly into my eyes and asked me this, "Mike, are you planning on pushing packages for the rest of your life?" I remember thinking for a minute and then saying, "Connie, I don't know, man. Are you?" He said, "As a matter of fact, I'm not, Mike. I just passed my LSAT and I'm going to law school next year." He smiled and walked away. No recommendations, no shoulds, no oughts, no musts, just a question. Connie went on to get his law degree and became a well-known attorney in our city. And a year or so later, I walked away from my management position at UPS and went to graduate school to follow the dream I didn't know I had until he asked me that little question. One question, no recommendation, Connie Parsons, a small-time leader in action.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.